Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Have you heard this? This is an actual theory. This is a real theory. There are some scientists that believe that snoring is a leftover behavior from our caveman days. One of those things we don't need anymore, but at one time it was advantageous. And you guys are looking at me like I'm nuts, but you can imagine if there were predators creeping around the cave and they're going to go down there and grab somebody, but all they can hear is... sounds too much like growling. And ladies, I want to ask you this. Has it not worked?
Tuesday, October 28th, 2025, the year of our Lord. It is the wake up call. I am Gavin, and that is Katie, and that is Kevin, and we are here to give you some chuckles and ha-has, and hopefully brighten your day and set you off. We're like your new parent. Time for work.
Oh, yeah. Come on, buddy.
Hey.
Come on, buddy.
Good morning. We made you some cereal. It's getting soggy. So we would like it, I'm speaking for all of us, if you started referring to us as mommy and daddy. Mommy and daddies.
Oh, funny.
How is everybody doing?
Great.
Good.
That's great. I would like to wish everybody a very happy National Chocolate Day.
Oh. Boo.
What?
Now, we usually don't talk about whatever is the national such and such day, but we have to address this one. And of course, National Chocolate Day is very close to Halloween. Duh.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But this is a triggering day for me and Katie.
It is.
Why?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Because you know what? It's not your fault, Kevin. Knowledge is power.
Oh, okay.
And we want you to know something about us. But we hate chocolate.
Well, it's not, okay. It's not just like, oh, we hate chocolate. We don't like to eat chocolate. I have stumbled upon these little, like, toffee chocolate.
Dubai chocolates?
No. Oh. I've tried that. But, like, and they have a bunch of sea salt on them.
Ooh.
They're so good.
It's good.
Okay.
So no, it has nothing to do with the flavor of chocolate.
It has nothing to do with the flavor of chocolate. I mean, we don't necessarily lean into chocolate all that much. But,
right.
Like, I have my little things that I like.
Me too.
It's what chocolate did to us.
Oh my God, what can a candy do to you?
Chocolate traumatized us.
It did.
There are many things in our lives that are weird coincidences that make, we don't have time to go into all of them, but it's one of those things where whatever higher power you believe in wanted Katie and I to meet and become best friends.
It is, yeah.
Okay? Trauma from chocolate is one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Started at this company on the exact same day, but in different departments.
Yes.
Had parents that forced us into rooms to entertain their friends.
Yes.
And go, sing that song.
Right.
Just get in there.
Tell them that story.
Pam and Ernie are here. Go in there and sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Now, the trauma chocolate comes from two different places, and I'll let Katie tell hers first.
My parents owned a chocolate factory growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And on the surface, that sounds like a kid's wildest dream.
Sounds like an 80s sitcom.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pull the curtain back.
Oh, my God.
This is like Willy Wonka.
It presents nothing but darkness, and I'm not just talking about the chocolate.
Hey-o!
Okay? I'm not just talking about semi-sweet. Okay? My parents, they love to bite off more than they could chew, pun intended. And while they turned it into an extraordinarily lucrative business that they sold for enough money that they won't tell us, okay? I spent the better part of my childhood in the back of either a chocolate store or a chocolate factory, depending on what we owned at the time. And especially summers, I would get up every day at kind of normal school time,
mm-hmm,
and drive to the factory or the store with my stepdad, and I would live in a box. I mean that very literally.
Now, they wouldn't force her in a box.
No. But the businesses around them would often have things delivered in gigantic boxes, like refrigerator-sized boxes. And I would go and, believe it or not, this was allowed, dumpster dive for them. What? I would take wooden pallets, lean it against the dumpster, use it as a ladder to get into it, pull the boxes out, and I would tape together two gigantic boxes, like refrigeration boxes. I would make French windows.
Wow.
So I could see out of them. I had...
Bonjour.
Paned windows, excuse me, French doors.
Mm-hmm.
I made curtains out of cellophane that would be used to wrap chocolates. I had a little TV in there that did get too hot, so eventually I had to add some ventilation.
Like a real TV?
Yeah.
In the box?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it had like rabbit ears.
You're probably thinking, this sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it does.
You got to have a box fort in the back of a chocolate factory. Now, the other side of that is, wasn't allowed to play with friends.
No. I mean, that's where I spent
all of her time.
All day.
I mean, but you got a plethora of chocolate.
I didn't want chocolate. I'm not a chocolate girly.
Right.
I would spend all day. All day.
Forgotten about.
And if I talk to people for too much, they'd go, you got to go to the office.
Oh my God.
Make me go in the office.
Get in your box.
I had lost my box privileges.
Wow.
Because I was too busy trying to yap with their employees. And I was keeping them from doing their jobs.
And when she got old enough, and when I say old enough, I don't mean legally old enough to understand responsibilities, they put her to work.
Yeah. Oh.
Unpaid work.
So when I was like 10, I had to start clocking in.
Mm.
And I only made $1 an hour. Okay. And do you know why I only made $1 an hour?
Because it was very old.
No. Because I had a quote unquote, I swear to God, this is a true story, crying problem.
Yeah. You're putting a child to work.
Exactly. Why would I cry? Because I had to work. So once I got over my crying jags, then I kind of started stepping up the corporate ladder.
Now, if you're wondering, if just joining us, why are we talking about this? Today's National Chocolate Day.
Yeah, and we want to tell you how chocolate ruined our lives.
It's a day of mourning. Now, for me, I grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which
sounds great.
Where they make the chocolate. It's where the factory, it's not there anymore, which is sad, but the factory used to be there, and the entire town smelled like chocolate.
Oh. We had a Hershey's factory here in California, too.
Oakdale.
In Oakdale, yeah.
I remember when it opened. It was a big deal in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It was the only place ever outside of Hershey, Pennsylvania, yep, where there was a Hershey chocolate factory, and it didn't last.
It lasted a long time.
Did it? Okay.
Oh, a long time.
Okay. For me, though, it was the smell of chocolate. The entire town smelled of chocolate all day, all night. And
on the surface, sounds incredible.
If you don't like chocolate, though, it's terrible. And if you're playing football in August heat and September heat, where you're doing two-a-days in a field that's at the base of the steam stacks of the factory, because yes, it did look like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, it made a trauma in my brain with the association of chocolate and misery and physical exertion. Oh, I remember throwing up on the field, but from exhaustion and heat, which is like, I'm sure they stopped doing that now, but at the time it was a point of pride for the coaches. And like, smelling chocolate. Like, imagine if like you were physically tortured and you also smelled chocolate while that was happening.
Right.
Like, that's basically what it was. Like, hurting people and getting to hurt people while smelling chocolate. It was a real push-me-pull-you kind of situation in my brain. And now the smell of chocolate, still to this day, I'm like, hate it. Hate it. God. So happy National Chocolate
Day. Happy National Chocolate Day.
That's basically what we're trying to say.
But if you enjoy today, F you.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So you know how like everybody seems to have like that one friend that is known as their Halloween party person? So that's Scott. And Scott wanted me to do a phone scam on his friend Mitch. And tell Mitch that I go to Scott's Halloween party every year. And I found out that Mitch is going as the same costume that I go as, and that is not acceptable.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mitch?
Yeah. Who's this?
My name's Raul. You don't know me, but we're both going to Scott's Halloween party. Scott's a friend of mine, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just found out some pretty distressing news, and that's why I'm calling. I got your phone number from Scott. You are also going as the Joker to his Halloween party?
Yeah.
Okay, Mitch, I know you're new to Scott's Halloween party, but the Joker's my thing. I'm the Joker. I go every year as the Joker. I have since 2008. So, like, you have to change your costume. I'm sorry.
Well, I already have my costume.
I mean, I already have my costume too, Mitch. I've had it for many years. You can't. I'm just putting it out there right now. Okay. I don't want to have a conversation with Scott about whether or not you get invited. I just need to say at this point, if you want to go and you want it to be a good time for everybody, you can't go as the Joker. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going as the Joker this year. You go every year, so why don't you want to be something different for once? Because I already spent a lot of money on this costume.
Okay,
so
the Joker's my thing. Like, that's just when they think, oh, Raul, he's the Joker guy. Like, that's what people say. I look hella sexy in the costume. Let's not even go down that road. I'll out-sexy you as the Joker from here to eternity. It's just rude, really. I mean, there's a third point.
Well, I didn't know that you were going to be sexy Joker or whatever.
I'm not sexy Joker. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm not sexy Joker. I'm Joker. I'm Heath Ledger Joker. That's who I am.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't know that you were going to be the Joker.
It's fine. Apology accepted. Just go with something else.
I can't go with something else. That's all I have. I already spent money on the costume.
Why can't there be two of us? I mean, I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. That's stupid. Why don't you just go as Jared Leto Joker? Okay, that's my compromise. No one likes that Joker.
I mean, whatever. I have the costume, and you know, I already know what it looks like. It's going to be pretty cool. It's not really.
It's not going to be, of course, okay,
Jared.
Of course it's going to be cool. That's why I do it every year. But it's not going to be cool if there's two Heath Ledger Jokers. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, people are going to see us, and they're not going to, like, is that Mitch or is that Raul? God, I don't even know. Well, he's not as sexy as Raul, so it can't be him. You know what I mean? Go as Jack Nicholson Joker. Go as a Jack Nicholson Joker.
No, I'm not doing that, Raul. I already have my costume. I'm sorry, okay? I didn't know that you had, like, the copyright of the Joker.
It's not a copyright. I mean, don't be insulting here. It's not a copyright. It's just everyone knows that's me.
Whatever, man. Why don't we just, like, not stand near each other? So,
I mean, Scott's house isn't big enough for... People are going to see us. They're going to know.
Dude, I don't understand what the big deal is, man. We can have two different takes on the Joker. I don't understand.
That's the thing. It's not two different takes. You're Heath and I'm Heath. Is it that... Okay, what if you went as, like, old-timey Joker? Like Joker from the show.
Dude, I have the costume already. Okay? I can't take it back.
All right, then I'm just going to have to tell Scott that you can't come. I'm sorry. And I don't want to be that guy.
Good luck with that, man. Scott's my boy. So, yeah, good luck with that.
Scott's my boy, too.
Yeah, well, all right. Do what you got to do, man. I don't understand why you're freaking out over this. This is really stupid.
I agree. I expected a little bit more a compromise from you, but whatever. Well, one more thing before you don't come to Scott's Halloween party. You're on a phone scam, and this is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End.
Oh, my God. What?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we're talking to Cameron this morning. Good morning, Cameron.
Hey, hi. Hey, how you doing?
Good. So you went on a first date with a girl named Erin, and you can't think of a reason why you didn't get a second date, because it's pretty conclusive that a second date is just not going to happen, right?
It doesn't seem like anything's happening, and I don't get it.
Is that because just she has stopped talking to you, or communication has gone cold?
Communication has totally gone cold.
Totally gone cold. Okay. So let's talk about the date. So what did you end up doing?
Went to a bar, had a little food, had some drinks. I mean, after drinking and laughing and talking, we did a little touching. You know, and even made out at the bar a little. That's why I'm so confused.
Okay, that is confusing.
The gate is open.
Well, the good news is we have Erin. She is sitting on hold right now. She can't hear us. So we're going to put you on hold, and you will be able to hear us. We're going to talk to Erin. Then we're going to find out what's going on her side, conference you guys together, and we'll see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to know what happened.
Of course. All right, Cameron, you're now on hold. Let's pick up Erin. Erin, are you there?
Here I am.
Okay, you're on the second date update on the Wake Up Call, Gavin and Katie. And we just got done talking to Cameron, the guy you went on a first date with. And he gave us details about your first date, and it sounds like you had a great time, or at least he did. It had all of the paint-by-numbers of a successful first date. So why does it... It seems like you don't want a second date. Is that true? And if so, why?
Well, I don't want a second date. It was a great time. You know, he ordered an Uber and picked me up on the way there. And, you know, he knew we'd be drinking. And I really appreciate that forethought. But something weird happened on the Uber back to my house. And I just don't think we need to take it any further.
What was that?
Okay, so he's a real estate agent, right?
Oh.
And that's
not where I thought it was going.
I'm guessing there's more. Hold on. Okay.
But I noticed that on his phone, he had pulled up my address through, like, his work system, I guess. I don't know. But he could see everything. He could see the value when I bought it, the value of it now. He was going through pictures. He could see all of it. And I don't know. Is this some opportunity to get new business, or is it something more nefarious? I don't need to. He already knows where I live, and that's too much.
Was he trying to keep this a secret?
I mean, it was kind of like tucked away, like over, you know, like he had,
I mean,
his phone,
obviously,
but it was,
yes,
a little
otherwise
tilted
he
away
would have just said it to her. Hey, what'd you buy your house for?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's
true. I don't know. It's really weird. I cannot think of a reason that he'd be doing that that isn't indicative of some big red flag.
Well,
you know,
I don't think
like
it's a red flag, but I do really hate when people do that. Like, the idea that people can just, like, put in my address and find out what I bought my house for, it, like, creeps me out for some reason.
Cameron, you're back on. Did you hear all that?
I did.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on all this?
Listen, nowadays everybody checks everybody out, right? I mean, that's just very common, right? We're all not getting together with strangers. And I was just using the tools that I have to find out more information about her. I really enjoyed our time together.
Why is that information you need to have?
And I don't
to know her
I don't
bit,
understand
her background.
Why you didn't just ask. For me, it's not so much that he was looking it up. We all do it. Every time we go on dates, I'm a woman. I go on a date. I look up everything I can about a person because I'm trying to protect myself.
Great
point.
No. Hold on. Hold on. You are talking about what kind of person a guy is, right?
Right.
For the purposes of safety, to make sure that he's not on any kind of lists and okay. All these things. Knowing what somebody paid for their house isn't making you more or less safe
Aaron, that is what you do, but Katie will go through Facebook hunts. There's no way that's a safety thing. That's like, you're just curious for the same stuff
that I'm curious about. But this isn't somebody that, but you know what I don't do?
What don't you do?
I don't try to find out anything about a person's finances.
No, you. It's almost worse. You go through their personal life.
Because that's what tells you about a person, not
who
what
is this? What kind of surgery did you have?
Well, that's because you just put it on Facebook. Don't then book me. Now you're asking for it.
Cameron, I think that what we've figured out here is this is a touchier subject than probably people like you and I realize. It's definitely something to think about. Regardless, though, after this conversation, Aaron, do we think we could do a second date?
I'm good.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I mean, I knew your address. I was just looking things up. I didn't mean to make them comfortable, but I.
Well, okay. That's nice. That's sweet of you, Cameron.
It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and play some sponsors of the podcast. So please hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. Lots of funny stuff coming up. And thank you to these sponsors that keep this podcast free.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is a big day in Katie's life. Her boyfriend, D'Lo, from KSFM and ESPN, he is getting a medical procedure done. Mm-hmm. I had this medical procedure done as well, and it's called a vasectomy.
Yeah.
You probably know what it is, but as we discovered behind the scenes here, Kevin has no idea.
Yes, I do, bitch.
What a vasectomy is.
Do you? Yes.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's start with what you think a vasectomy is.
It is when you decide that you don't want to reproduce anymore.
Great start. You're off to a great start.
Good.
You're right so far.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They put you through the procedure, and you soon stop reproducing because they snip your cash and prizes off.
Right.
Yeah.
You think that a vasectomy mm-hmm. is when you have your testicles removed.
Yes. Is that not true?
No. Do you think I don't have testicles?
Yes. For the longest time. That's why I thought all the memes that when you send a picture, they're like, oh, say goodbye to your buddies, or it was a good run for you boys. Why do they make those memes then?
Okay, I just want to be clear. You believe Damian Barling,
right,
okay, is going
That's
to...
D-Lo, by the way.
Yeah. That's D-Lo. Who is going to walk into an outpatient procedure.
Right, that's why I said he's so brave.
I have to tell you, I now understand why Kevin has been texting him for 2 days, asking him, how you holding up? How you doing? You feeling
didn't
okay?
You show that level of concern when
you
I got it.
You never told me about it.
I did. We talked about my anxiety leading up to the procedure.
Well, I just thought you did it one day, and I was like, oh, well. Bye to your buddies.
No, I did it shortly after Christmas, so out of sight, out of mind, I guess. So that maybe I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, I guess,
for
that. So you think an outpatient procedure is getting your testicles removed.
Yeah.
That is called castration.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they do
that's
animals,
really bad.
Farm animals and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
So now you just have empty shells or what?
Now we're getting okay. closer to the truth.
Okay, hold on. Do you think the exterior remains, but the two interiors are taken
gone?
Out?
Yeah.
Okay, so first you thought the whole thing was clipped off.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
Yes, you're right.
So now we're all intact.
So okay, now you
so
just think
got
they're
the
like.
The outside, but you think the inside.
It's just like a deflated balloon.
So okay. you think they're just like what? Like two little plastic Easter eggs in there?
Yeah.
Okay, with nothing inside.
None?
Okay.
Also not true.
Okay, so then what happens? They just cut a string or what?
Yes, that's exactly what they do.
Then what's the big deal?
They cut, they make an incision in your...
rectum.
Okay.
What is it called?
Vas deferens. That's what they cut. They cut the vas deferens, but they have to make an incision in the actual...
What if they miss?
Pouch.
What if they miss? What
if they
miss?
The wrong that's a really
if they
dream.
Miss, then you end up getting somebody pregnant.
That's if they miss, you got a big problem.
What if you can't go pee anymore?
They're not going to cut
you
your.
You do not
urethra.
Know where anything on the human.
I know
body
where
is.
The body is, and the body knows where things are.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
And I'm not making fun of you.
It
I just
sounds like it.
You have male genitalia, right?
Sure do, and I feel them every day.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, I just want to make
check.
Sure because you
got
to
check for testicular cancer.
You seem very unfamiliar with.
I'm unfamiliar with saying goodbye to my boys.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Because they're going to stick with me forever.
Don't worry. You still have yours.
Yes, I do.
And he will still have his.
Right.
Okay.
But they won't have any little boys no more.
Right. Yes.
See, I get it.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, we're discussing about the fact that Katie's boyfriend's getting a vasectomy today and Kevin has no idea. You wanted to be a doctor.
You wanted to be
a
doctor.
Not in that area.
Okay.
Any other area I got.
Okay, do you...
Infectious disease. I'm there.
Infectious diseases.
Mm-hmm. I would trust you.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had this conversation.
Whew.
And by the way, and this is a note to Katie's boyfriend, after he gets the procedure, make sure that he tests his sperm.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
for sure. I don't know why there are people out there that don't want to test that.
There is no chance this man isn't going to make sure that he cannot put a baby in me.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. And despite my pleading.
Pleading?
Well, not really. I did have the thought today where I like, well, this is it.
Oh, this is it. Yeah.
No, but this is off the table.
Right. You are premenopausal.
You don't know that.
That's so mean.
That's because I had sleep apnea. I was sweating in my sleep. I don't do that anymore.
So mean, Gavin.
Okay.
Now, granted. California IVF says I've run out of eggs. Oh. But still, miracles happen. Have you ever heard of a miracle?
Listen, I just thought I have heard of a miracle, and I apologize. I thought just since you had your balls removed that you were premenopausal now.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She she's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Gallery.
She has never given out the wrong word for a text contest on Are You Smarter Than Katie? But I have.
My headphones were turned up too loud. It hurt my ears.
Oh, no, man. Gretchen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
She's starting the game off injured.
Not good, Gretchen.
This is not good. Not good. It's good for you. It's very good for you. Oh. She's got ringing in her head.
Bad.
Man, well, $560 is up for grabs today with Artie Smarter Than Katie. Gretchen, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Katie has left the studio. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question one. People are worried about President Trump's health again after he stuck his foot in his mouth with reporters. He said he had a routine checkup and was in perfect health. And then even said his MRI was perfect. But an MRI is not part of a regular checkup. And when he was asked, why did you get an MRI? He wouldn't say. So, okay, anyway. MRI stands for blank resonance imaging. What is the blank?
Magnetic.
Question two. YouTuber Mr. Beast is collabing with Disneyland to grant make-a-wishes. He's teaming up with other YouTubers to grant the wishes of 40 kids. 27 of them he funded himself. Which Disneyland ride features an iconic goat with dynamite in its mouth?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Question three. Reports were being passed around that Britney was acting erratic and drunk at a restaurant, but the owner of that restaurant is saying none of that is true. He said that she ordered a quesadilla and she ordered no alcohol and was very sweet and kind to the staff and the fans. Spell the word quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Question four, Jennifer Lawrence has never had any plastic surgery until now. She's admitting that she recently got a boob job, saying that after the first kid, they popped right back into shape, and after the second kid, nothing popped back up into shape. True or false, she does not have an Oscar yet.
False.
Question five, Kourtney Kardashian wants to help you with your vagina. And she's doing it with lollipops. She's selling probiotic candy called Lemmy Purr that she claims helps with issues that stem from down there. If they sell for $6 a bag and you buy 14 of them, what is your total?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure.
I'm trying to hear it right here.
I can tell. If they sell for $6 a bag and you buy 14 bags, what is your total?
84.
All righty.
That was crying kid.
Yeah, very impressive. Kevin's bringing Katie back in here. Who is that crying kid, Gretchen?
I'm sorry, what?
Who is that crying kid?
Oh, my son.
Are you there by yourself?
I have a son downstairs, too.
Well, all right.
How old is this baby?
Okay, let's go.
Leave her alone.
This is some real toddler energy we're getting at you, Gretchen.
Okay,
She might have hung up. Okay. Gretchen, you're now on hold. Katie, five questions. You ready?
Yes.
You're defending $560. Question one. I think this story is actually pretty funny. So people are worried about President Trump's health again. And the reason why is because he stuck his foot in his mouth in front of reporters. Not literally. That would worry about his health, too. He was bragging about his routine checkup. He said everything was perfect. He goes, even my MRI was perfect. And an MRI is not part of a regular checkup. So they were like, why did you get an MRI? And he's like, you have to ask my doctors. It's like, what?
Putting his foot in his mouth?
Yeah, apparently, according to reports.
Doesn't seem like a big deal.
People are like, why did President Trump get an MRI? That's not something they normally do.
Shouldn't he have an MRI?
I don't think so. Not so that's part of a routine checkup.
I think that absolutely should be added to it.
MRI stands for blank resonance imaging. What is the blank?
Say it again.
Blank resonance imaging.
Oh, magnetic.
Magnetic is correct. Question two. YouTuber Mr. Beast is collabing with Disneyland to grant make-a-wishes. He is teaming up with teaming up with other YouTubers to grant the wishes of 40 kids. 27 of them he funded himself.
Bless his heart.
Wow. Which Disneyland ride features an iconic goat with dynamite in its mouth?
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Yep, Big Thunder. Question three. There are reports, I don't know if you saw them, that Britney was at a restaurant acting erratic and drunk.
Okay.
Some people were even saying she left drunk driving and stuff like that. The owner of the restaurant says none of that is true. He said that she came in, she ate a quesadilla.
Okay.
She ordered no alcohol.
Okay.
And she was very sweet and kind to the staff and fans. She even took pictures with people.
How awful.
I know.
But no matter what she does, everybody just acts like she's terrible.
Well, her MRI was fine.
She's not supposed to have one.
Spell the word quesadilla.
Okay. C-A-S-S-A-D-I-L-L-A.
Not even close.
What are you saying?
Quesadilla is Q-U-E-S-A-D-I-L-L-A.
Spanish is not your strong suit.
It was the whitest answer Katie's ever given on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Question four. Jennifer Lawrence has never had any plastic surgery until now.
Okay.
She admitted that she got a boob job. She said,
are we still calling it a boob job, by the way?
Breast implant.
Breast augmentation.
There you go. She said, after the first kid, they popped right back up into shape.
Well, lucky her.
And she said, after the second kid, nothing popped back up into shape.
Oh, my God. After my first kid, it was like, well, I guess my nipples live in my socks now.
True or false, she does not have an Oscar yet.
She does have an Oscar.
Yes,
Silver Linings Playbook?
I think that's the one, yeah.
Impressive.
Question five. Kourtney Kardashian really wants to help you, Katie, with your vagina.
Oh, great.
Yeah. She's selling something called Lemmy Purr, which are probiotic lollipops that claim to help with the issues down there. I don't know how it works. I don't know.
Which issue?
Yeast infections and bacterial stuff.
Okay.
And I don't know, Kevin.
All these things.
He knows all the details about
Kevin, tell us.
Name an issue down there.
There's too many to name.
Right. Thank you, Kevin.
Answer.
Thank you. Jesus.
What did they?
Nothing. If they
just
sell
cancer?
Just let him ask you the question.
Oh my God.
God. Kate.
Yeah. Sorry.
If they sell for $6 a bag and you buy 14 bags, how much is your total?
Okay. Shut up.
3 seconds.
Stop.
Three.
96.
Uh-oh.
What? How did you get 96?
How did you get 96?
I didn't.
You've been 69.
84.
Okay, she's flashing out.
$84 is the answer. Gretchen, are you there?
Woo, yes, I am.
How's the baby?
He's good now.
Is he a toddler?
He's three. Yeah. He's almost four. He's a three-nager.
Three-nagers.
Really
so
seemed
real.
Like a 3-year-old. All right, final score. Ironically, Katie got three, and you got five.
Oh, shut up.
$560 is yours, Gretchen.
Yes.
No.
Wow. Congratulations. Very impressive. All five right, too. Oh, boy. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
Day.
It is a tough day.
Yeah.
We reset the jackpot tomorrow. Gretchen, loud and proud. What do you want to tell us?
I am smarter than Katie.
Yeah, you are. Stay on hold. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and play some sponsors of the podcast. So please hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. Lots of funny stuff coming up. And thank you to these sponsors that keep this podcast free.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So, we've all bought things online. Yeah. Every single person has. Even my father, who can't figure out how to get on an airplane.
That's impressive, actually.
Purchased something online. However, for some of us, it confounds us. It confuses us. And I'm happy to say, in this particular situation, it's not me. It's
no.
Katie.
Yeah, and you know what? I should be better at this.
Yes.
Because as we all know, I was on the order everything and have it sent to the house prior to COVID.
Oh, yeah. But you made a purchase and it was incorrect.
So I've been feeling like my hands are a little dry. Okay? It's a problem we could all have. So I took to Jeffrey Bezos's internet and got on the Amazons and I ordered Palmer's cocoa butter lotion. This is what my partner always uses. I love the smell. It reminds me of him.
Is that why it smells like a coconut lotion?
Yeah. So I thought, oh, this will smell like him. It'll make me feel good, right? So I thought, I'm just going to get a little one right here for my desk. How perfect. Mm-hmm. How perfect. It arrived, and I had it sent to work. Thought I need it for work. Why wouldn't I have it sent
here? It's not a bad idea, though. Yeah. It's a sidebar for a second, but we should do that more because we get excited when people send us stuff, but it doesn't happen very often. So no. We should send ourselves stuff. Then forget that we did it.
But also, if we need something for here, why aren't we sending it here?
Why aren't we having it sent here? Probably, for me, I don't trust the people who work here. But
oh, well, you should. You should, because our engineer, Jonathan,
he takes care
of it. Sort of like, I don't know why he's the internal postal service.
Sure.
But all packages go to him.
Oh.
And he texts me and said, did you get a package delivered here? And I go, oh, yeah, it's lotion. He goes, why do you need so much lotion? I go, what do you mean, good sir? Instead of getting like a small thing for my desk, I got a 1-liter bottle of lotion.
Oh my goodness.
It's really big.
How do you mix that up?
It says really big at the top of that bottle.
Value size.
Value size.
That could mean anything. Take the word size out.
Yeah.
All it's telling me is either it's got value or I saved money.
Yeah.
Right? And here's why this isn't my fault. You know how some things you order on Amazon, they put something next to it so you can gauge the size?
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be standard practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one over here was like, whoa, didn't you see there's milliliters and liters and quarts and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what that means.
Is that true, Kevin?
Yes. It says it all. I'm on the website right now. It's so easy to distinguish between like a big value size and a little travel size.
Show me.
How?
Look, it says the fluid ounces here.
F you.
Thank you, Gavin.
You're wrong on this one. Listing fluid ounces on a product online
could mean anything.
What am I, a scientist?
Right.
I don't.
Hold on. Let me measure this out in ounces.
And fluid ounces. And on top of that, too, if the thing that you're putting the picture next to is just a line that has inches on it, also F you.
Like,
get a dollar bill. I know how big that is. So, like, you say something's online, you say it's 2 fluid ounces. Okay, that sounds pretty small. I don't know.
It is small.
But here's the thing. Is it too small to be? That sounds like a thimble.
Right.
Two fluid ounces? It's smaller than a shot glass?
I have no idea how many fluid ounces are in a shot glass. I say something's 48 fluid ounces. You have no effing idea how big that is.
Can I tell you what has also thrown our brains off here?
Tell me.
When we are told by doctors, you need to drink more water.
Yep.
And then you look at your gigantic hydro jug.
Yes.
Just to find out, and this thing's huge.
Huge.
Just to find out, that's like 40 ounces.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh. Like a Stanley. How many fluid ounces is like a Stanley?
That's probably like a 40 ouncer or a 38.
You're telling me. Hold on. How dare you?
Or a 64.
64?
What is it?
Look it up online.
Just look up average size of a Stanley.
What size is this?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody just shut up. This is a mess, okay? We cannot live like this in a society. Everything needs to be just... How many Coke cans is it?
Yes!
Because I, this is why I don't like to shop online. I'm not there. If you take me to a store, I don't want to brag, but if you show me something, my brain knows how big it is. Like, if you show me, like, I don't know, a 2-liter bottle. 2 liters doesn't mean anything to me. But if you show it to me, I go, that's a 2-liter bottle.
Or show it to me and I go, that's the right size.
Exactly.
Okay?
But that's online... Enough. That's a vacuum. I can't see it. Nope. It's not. It might as well be outer space.
Yeah.
Do you hear me, Kevin? Are you listening?
I'm hearing you.
Okay, good.
Okay, what's more, a liter or 32 fluid ounces?
I'll sustain.
They're the same.
Is that true?
Yeah.
See, nobody knows that.
Is it not? 32 fluid ounces is a liter.
33.8. Dumb bitch.
Okay, so it's...
106.5 The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
This one was a lot of fun to do. So Tiffany cleans houses, and I scheduled her at the request of her daughter to come clean my house. And I'm calling her to go over all of the things in my house that I do not want her to clean because they are Halloween decorations. All right? Here, enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tiffany?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Raul, and you're coming to clean my house today, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to run over some of the things in my house that I do not want cleaned up. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Let me get a pen and paper. 1 second.
You're, okay. Okay. I should probably get a pen and paper too. Hold on.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
I'm not ready.
Okay. No problem.
You really threw me for a loop with the whole we should get pens and papers.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I get everything written down so that I don't mess anything.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Oh, I am so ready.
First thing on my list that I'm making right now.
Okay.
Cobwebs.
You don't want me to get rid of the cobwebs?
No, because a lot of the cobwebs are a Halloween decoration in my house. Most of these are Halloween decorations, okay?
Got you. Okay.
I love Halloween. I go all out for it. The next thing that I do not want cleaned up, any blood.
Fake blood, right?
Mostly. Here's the trick that a lot of people don't know is that what makes blood convincing for a Halloween decoration, get a little bit of real blood in there, you know?
But
it's not human.
Okay.
Write that down on your list. Make sure you write that down. I want, if it, God forbid, if one of us doesn't make it for whatever reason by the end of the day, I want a lawyer to make sure that you saw that. And you know what? Write, sign your name next to it, too. I'm going to write it on mine. Not human blood. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sign that. Like, I'll just make sure, don't clean up the fake blood.
Parentheses, not human blood.
Okay.
I'm worried now that you're not. Okay. All right. Anyway, another thing that I do not want cleaned up. I have a large coffin. Don't touch it.
Coffin?
Coffin. Don't touch it.
Oh, I will not.
It's in the living room. But it's not like a fake coffin. It's a real coffin.
A real coffin.
That's a real coffin.
Is it a Halloween decoration?
Great question. It is not. I have that all year.
You have a coffin in your home all year round.
Yeah. Write that down.
Okay.
And don't open it.
Nope.
My dad's in it.
Write
that down.
All year round, your dad is in the coffin?
Yes. Write that down. It's just his ashes. There was confusion. When he died, he said he wanted to be, what's it called when you burn somebody up?
Cremated.
I don't feel like that's it. But anyway, he said that he wanted to be burned up. And we said, okay, that works out, Dad. And then he changed his mind and said he wanted to be buried. So we sold the urn we bought and we bought a coffin. But then he changed his mind again and he said he wanted to be burned up. And then we all said, well, Dad, we're not getting that urn. We're not getting an urn. So we just dumped all the ashes right in the coffin. So don't open it. I mean, if you open it, it's going to be like, you know, like all they're going to go all over the place, get the house all dusty.
Okay. Why didn't you just bury the coffin with the ashes in the coffin?
You don't do that with ashes. Write that down.
It's written down.
Did you sign it?
Do you need me to sign it?
Yes.
Okay. I will sign it.
And that's it. So listen, I think everything else is going to get cleaned up. I do not like my sheets tucked in. That's another note.
I will not touch the coffin. I will not touch blood of any kind.
Any kind.
And I will not touch spider webs.
All right, great. And who's in the coffin?
Your dad.
My dad. All right, great. Thank you so much, Tiffany. I'm looking forward to having you over today. I'll make us lunch. How's that sound?
You don't have to do that. I always eat before I come to the office.
That's great. More for me. All right. Well, then I'll see you later. And can I tell you one more thing before I get going?
Sure.
None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I am not having you come over to clean anything today, but you are still getting paid for your time. I didn't just take up a slot, though. This was the idea of your daughter, so I apologize.
For real?
For real. So you're going to get paid for doing nothing, okay?
Okay. My piece of paper has crazy guy written all over it. So.
Well, good. Make sure you sign it.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So was it this time last week that we were going over what Cup of Noodle had planned for us for Thanksgiving? As we all know, Thanksgiving, just like the pilgrims and the Native Americans did, came with freeze-dried noodles and a styrofoam cup. And one of the flavors, Katie and Kevin said, actually sounded great. It's basically like a Thanksgiving dinner in a cup. It's like turkey,
gravy,
and,
cheese.
Yep. Cranberries, stuff like that. The other one we all kind of agreed was universally disgusting. Uh-huh. And thanks to an incredible listener we have named Jordan.
Who is honestly the most supportive person we know.
He's the best. He tracked down and found some of the pumpkin pie flavored cup of noodles. Brought us in three and we are going to try them right now.
Do we have to?
We do. And here's the thing.
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
You're going
to
be fine. This is already disgusting.
This is...
I just got a whiff of it.
I have to tell you, the smell of this...
Yeah, it's strong.
...is one of the worst things I've ever smelled.
It's
awful. I've smelled durian.
And the...
Okay, wow. Durian is good, okay?
It's not good. Nobody thinks it smells good. I do not like pumpkin pie.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I love pumpkin.
I love pumpkin pie.
To find out the gender of your first baby, I had to eat through a pumpkin pie.
Ah, that's right.
Because I hated it so much.
That's right. Yeah, so this smells like, it says it is a pumpkin pie flavored with other natural flavors. And
what does that even mean?
I don't know. It looks kind of almost like when you get it like a pad thai or something.
Well, that's how it looks.
It's a thick sauce, a very thick sauce. We made it in the kitchen here at the Ridge, which is what we call the Odyssey building. And as soon as I walked out there, because Katie and Kevin had already made them, and I said, it smells like when college kids try to make Thanksgiving for themselves.
Yeah.
Like really for the first time. Just like a bunch of spices in something. We can't go one at a time. I think we got to go at the same time.
Oh, no, we have to go together. Kevin's been like...
smelling it.
Don't eat it without us, please.
All right, so I'm twirling some noodles. Okay. Let's all get some nudes on there.
Okay. It does seem... hot.
Apparently, this had to be made in a different way, too.
Yeah.
Is that because
the water line's much lower?
Yeah, that is true.
Because it's supposed to be like a dry,
like a thicker sauce?
Like thick. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm ready when you guys are. Okay. We're trying pumpkin pie flavored cup of noodle, brand new for this year's Thanksgiving.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
I love it.
You're kidding.
No.
Okay.
I think it's great.
I'm going to say this. It is not nearly as bad as it smells.
Wow. You know what? I might take it back. What an aftertaste.
Oh.
Do we have any water? Is there any?
I have water right here. I haven't drank off it.
Oh.
Here.
Pass it to him.
She's here. Not going to throw. Here. Okay.
Oh. God. Ew. No.
See, I'm not finding the aftertaste to be that bad.
Oh, there's an aftertaste. It's like it feels kind of chalky.
I'm definitely not. I'm not getting that sensation.
I don't care about the chalkiness. It's like
it's not nearly as bad as I thought it was. I'm just really struggling with the sweetness of a noodle. Like I wish that there was something in here that was a little more savory.
But have you ever had like curry, like a sweet curry?
Yeah, but isn't there kind of savory stuff in there, like chives and.
I mean, probably sometimes carrots,
You're
I guess.
You're going for another bite?
I'm
going
to go in for another bite, too, because I'm not sure. That first bite was really good, and
I'll
then everything after that was just awful.
I wouldn't
the second bite,
it.
That was enough for me.
Maybe whipped cream would make it better.
What is wrong with you?
Read the instructions on the back. It says add whipped cream for your Thanksgiving pleasure.
Okay.
Oh, my God, he's right.
Yeah, because I read.
An even more satisfying pumpkin pie experience, try topping with whipped cream after microwaving.
Okay, guys, they're... Okay.
Somebody's effing with us.
They are. Somebody got together in a conference room and goes, how far do we think we can push it?
Oh, my God, it tastes like...
The fact that during Easter there wasn't a Peeps flavor is shocking.
The aftertaste of this is like a foot.
I don't like it.
It does last. Mm-hmm. It lingers.
If listener Jordan is listening,
we love you.
Who brought us these? Did you buy this at Spencer's Gifts? Because this feels like something you get at like a joke shop next to like Terrifier 3 blankets and sex toys.
It's making me get kind of sweaty. Probably
that's something else.
No, I don't think it is. I think there's so many
unnatural
flavors in this that it's like. It's like doing something to my body.
Oh,
my mouth feels weird.
All right, so give it.
I give it 10 out of 10.
Give it a grade. Kay's giving it 10 out of 10.
No, it's awful. I do feel like we've been scammed.
So what would you give it?
No, they like.
Would you give it an F?
They like trolled us. So yes, it's an F. Yes, yes.
Yeah, take it off the shelves, please.
You're going to give it an F, too?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
If I could give it lower, I could.
I'm not giving it an F.
You're not?
No, because you
giving it an F.
The first bite is still good. It's the aftertaste. So maybe if you are like hungry and this is your thing.
Hold on. If you're really hungry.
Right.
But you're satisfied with just one bite.
Yes.
Okay.
Or if you want to wolf the whole thing down quick. Okay. If you want to wolf the whole thing down real fast, this is good. But have some water at the ready. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.